AP News, I'm Haya Kunchwani. At a news conference, ACLU legal director Cecilia Wang, who argued the Supreme Court birthright case, says the Trump administration's claims should fall flat.
I am confident that the court is going to turn back this president's effort to radically rewrite our 14th Amendment rule of birthright citizenship.
The president told Reuters in a telephone interview ahead of his televised address tonight that the U.S. would be finishing its war with Iran soon, but he wouldn't give a timeline. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the figure of displaced Iranians nears 200,000.
Around 180,000 Iranian families have been displaced due to the ongoing war, but it's hard to determine an exact figure because Iran doesn't have a displacement tracking level as found in other countries. According to the International Organization for Migration, Amy Pope, the IOM's Director General, has told the AP she expects that figure to increase as more civilian infrastructure gets caught in the crossfire. Pope also warns about the likely impact on migrants working in Iran who might not be guaranteed the same safety that an Iranian family is seeking. Pope adds, this is the kind of hidden consequence of a conflict like this. They're people who are not necessarily accounted for and won't have the support they need. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an AP interview, the General Secretary of the Palestine National Initiative, Mustafa Barghouti, says West Bank Palestinians are protesting against Israel's new death penalty law.
We are here to protest against the death penalty law that was passed by Israeli Knesset. This law reflects how deep fascism has become, and this law is a reflection of how deep the system of apartheid against Palestinians is consolidated here. It is directed only against Palestinians.
Stocks are rushing higher worldwide, and oil prices are easing. This is AP News. Golf's most recognizable name is stepping away from the game after another off-course incident. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Tiger Woods said Tuesday he is stepping away from golf to seek treatment. 4 days after his vehicle crashed in Florida and he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Woods on social media said, quote, "This is necessary in order for me to prioritize my well-being and work toward lasting recovery." He will miss the Masters for the second straight year. Woods pleaded not guilty in his driving under the influence case in Florida on Tuesday, hours after a sheriff's report said deputies found two pain pills in his pocket, and he showed signs of impairment after his SUV clipped a trailer and rolled over on its side. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Hershey said that it will use classic recipes for all Reese's products starting next year. That change comes after the grandson of Reese's founder criticized the company for shifting to cheaper ingredients. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.